B-Pod Studios.
Okay, it's 837, 105.7 WROR. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. Better day, high of 42. Right now, it is 35. Let's go in the toasty laundry room with LBF and see what kind of laundry we can find.
Toasty laundry room is brought to you by Eastern Bank. Mm-hmm. All right, we've got breakups, get-togethers, and an RIP.
RIP.
I know, I hate that expression.
RIP, I know.
It should just be rest in peace and just spell it out. Mm-hmm. But rest in peace to Ronnie Spector, who was a part of the lead singer to the Ronettes, super famous back in the 60s. The Rolling Stones opened for them. That's how big they were.
She toured with the Beatles back in England before they were really big.
Right. It was Ronnie Spector for the hits that she was known for.
That's a great song.
It is. But this is iconic.
Yeah.
I mean, in every movie.
And Eddie Money used it in their song, as you'll hear.
You'll hear in a minute.
Right, yeah. That's a unique voice, don't you think?
Yeah, not what we're used to nowadays.
No. It's Billy Joel's song, Say Goodbye to Hollywood.
But with Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah, cool.
And this is, I think, the most recent, obviously. So, yeah, Ronnie Spector married to crazy Phil Spector until 1972.
What was her real name again?
Her name was Veronica Bennett.
Veronica Yvette Bennett.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She married Phil Spector, who was a producer, you know, the Wall of Sound, the Beach Boys.
Mad genius.
Before he turned murderer.
Yes.
Yep. He just died last year serving a prison sentence for killing somebody in his home. She had a very, she was married to him in the 60s, got away from him in 1972, saying that she knew she would die there because he was
nuts. He showed her, I was just reading about it, the gold casket that he had in the basement waiting for her.
That is, I would call that a red flag. I would be like writing to Dear Abby. Abby, so my new husband showed me the gold casket he said he's going to bury me in the basement. Yeah. Should I be worried?
Yeah. No, not at all. Good. He's a planner. All right. Ahead.
Gold, not basic pine box.
Yeah, so they split up. Also splitting up, you guys, breaking news.
Okay.
Jason Momoa and Lisa Bonet are getting a divorce after 16 years of being together.
I'm going to beg you, do not read their split.
Oh, I'm reading it.
Oh, God.
I'm reading it because you know what? We are just a bunch of troglodytes. We don't even know how people should live.
Elevate above
elevated.
Yeah. Okay, let's hear their breakup announcement.
We've all felt the squeeze and changes of these transformational times. A revolution is unfolding, and our family is of no exception. And so we share our family news. We are parting ways in marriage. We share this so as we go about our lives, we may do so with dignity and honesty. Love between us carries on, evolving in ways it wishes to be known
make
and live.
Make it stop. I'm begging you to make it stop. They're breaking
live in
up.
The prayer.
Okay.
May love prevail.
Yeah.
Keep hope alive.
Get out of my house. Yeah. I rue the day I married you. You wasted the best of years
that's
of my
right.
life.
That's right.
I didn't think it could get worse than conscious uncoupling, but they did it.
Yep.
That's pretty bad, isn't it, though?
I mean, listen. Yeah,
good for
you. It's nice when people can break up and have it be very, you know, emotionless or like, you know, be friends. But my contention is
children.
That you weren't in love with the person. And that's fine.
That's fine. We don't need to hear.
But for the people who are in love and something bad happened, it's slamming doors, screaming, get out of my house. I'm going to ruin you.
Yes.
That stuff like that.
That's what
I got
want,
a whole
right?
list of things I'm going to say. But the good news is, Dave, that I am in love with you. So that means that I'm going to make your life awful if you leave me.
Well, one thing we know you won't do is you're not going to throw a meatball sub at him.
No, I'd eat that first. And I'd light all of his stuff on fire.
Wow. Okay.
It's the Massachusetts way and the Hollywood way.
Light all his stuff on fire.
Light all of his stuff.
Dave.
Well, yeah, I can
cook
warm my meatball
sub.
Yeah, right. I'll melt the cheese.
Oh, God.
You heard it here first, folks. Hey, and then some happy news. Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly are now engaged. She said yes, and then they drank each other's blood. That's disgusting. I don't know if that's
bizarre.
True.
Did they? They did. They're weird.
It was red wine.
Yeah. No, well, maybe yeah, with we'll a little see, you bit know, maybe of a shot.
Yeah, so.
Okay, you done?
Drinking blood is what you do when you break up.
Yeah, that's what you do.
Okay. Just the Massachusetts way.
Please, I can't take it. No Momoa.
No Momoa? Momoa?
No Momoa. No Momoa. Okay, it's 6:42. Brian, let's take a look at the roads. Then I have a big announcement.
Oh.
Really?
Well, it's pretty big.
All right, this is brought
You're
to you by...
You're having a baby.
Okay. We're breaking up.
I was supposed to ask that. This is brought to you by Duncan. Hey, bro, we have a left lane work group for
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.